Home Truths by Tina Seskis, performed by Stina Nielsen. As soon as she walked through the door, Alex noticed her. Nicely dressed blonde girls rarely made an appearance at the front desk of Finsbury Park Police Station in 1992. Normally, it was a place frequented by errant drivers, begrudgingly bringing in their documents as requested by an overzealous traffic cop, or victims of muggings, or people who'd had their car stolen, or else known criminals being booked in for the umpteenth time, the looks on their faces ones of insouciant arrogance, fully aware they'd most likely get away with it. This girl was different. She had a softness about her, and yet it wasn't the softness of weakness. Alex could tell that much. It was something much more interesting. He'd been about to leave, as his shift was almost over, but he'd found he was happy to handle this inquiry. His first impression of her was one of intrigue. He'd never forget the feeling. "Hello? Yes? How can I help?" The girl looked embarrassed, and he tried to guess what it was she was about to say. She glanced over her shoulder, and a strand of her white blonde hair slipped across her cheekbone, half covering her left eye. She pushed it back with a barely conscious gesture, and he noticed there was a circular mark on her left ring finger, although her hands were bare. When she spoke, it was with a low American burr, which surprised him. He imagined she'd have a well-spoken English accent. "I want to report something," she said. "But it's a little, delicate." She didn't need to look over at the sullen youth dressed top to toe in sweatshirt material and waiting for his drug-dealing friend to let Alex know that it was something juicy. He tried to guess how old she was. He reckoned she was early 20s, yet she looked younger. "Okay. Do you want to wait there a moment?" Alex said. "I'll be with you shortly." When he said the word shortly, his mouth felt dry and his voice had a squeak to it that reminded him of when he was a teenager. He turned quickly so she couldn't see him blush and went to the back office, where he told his colleague Gillian that he was taking someone to one of the interview rooms and would she mind the front desk. Gillian smirked and he flushed.